new ball.
1-1, let's get it, baby. Great win.
Well, you might not have known it talking to the Jaguars all week long or before the game, but this contest was a pivotal one for them. You could certainly see it on their faces as they left EverBank Field with a 23-20 win over the Miami Dolphins. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap. And the Jaguars are headed on a three-game road swing with a big win over the Dolphins. It got started early with an opening drive touchdown from Blake Bortles to Allen Robinson. It's the first time they've done that in the last 9 regular season games. The offense gave the defense a 17-6 lead heading into halftime. Then the defense had to carry the show because the offense had 4 consecutive 3-and-outs. But it was the defense that stood strong at the end, giving the offense one more shot.
What we're asking this team to do is there's going to be adversity throughout the game, and the ability to respond from that adversity, that's what we need to see. And I don't think we did a good enough job last week of doing that, but this week we did.
Finishing games, you know, is really clutch in the NFL, and being able to finish like that and having the mental fortitude to be able to do so, we had that today. I'm going to have to tell you guys, I was lying all week. I was so excited to play this game. So, it did feel kind of personal, so... I was lying all week. I was very excited. This was not just another game.
It was a big day for the offense. I mentioned that opening drive touchdown. At one point in the first half, Blake Bortles had a passer rating of 158.3, which is perfect. And Allen Robinson had his first 100-yard game in the first half. All in all, in a week in which the passing game and the receivers were questioned, they came out with answers.
He was awesome. You know, he's got the ability, I think, to do that every week. He's a big physical player with, you know, unbelievable playmaking skills. So when he sets his mind to it, you know, he can go up and catch any ball.
Like I do every week, you know, just each and every week try to go out there and make plays for my team. You know, that's the main thing. So, I mean, each and every day, you know, when my number is called, just trying to go out there and make plays.
A couple of game notes to share with you. First of all, the Jaguars ran for 123 yards against the Ndamukong Suh-led defense and only gave up 42 yards the running game of the Miami Dolphins. T.J. Yeldon with career-high 25 carries today for 70 yards led the way for the Jaguars. How about the Jaguars' offensive line playing without Luke Jokel against that talented pass-rushing front of Miami? Didn't give up a sack this week after allowing 5 last week. And finally, Jason Myers kicks a 58-yard field goal, one shy of the Jaguars' franchise record at the very end of the first half to give the Jaguars a 20-13 advantage over the Dolphins. Final score, the Jaguars head out on the road for 3 weeks with a 23-20 win over the Miami Dolphins and are 1-1 on the young season. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.